The HPV virus is so common that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says nearly all sexually active men and women get it at some point in their lives, unless they're protected by vaccination. The HPV virus can lead to cancer in both men and women, and that's why it's so important for parents to get their children vaccinated against this virus. More from VOA's Carol Pearson.
Anytime you can fish is a good time.
Fishing is Scott Ward's way of relaxing. He didn't have any risk factors that he knew of for cancer, so he ignored the lump on his neck until he couldn't ignore it anymore. Dr. Donald Dahl, an oncologist at the University of Missouri Cancer Center, treated Ward for his cancer.
We're seeing more and more younger, healthier patients. They're not smokers or drinkers. It's HPV related.
Smoking and drinking can cause oral cancers. But Ward's cancer was caused by HPV, the human papillomavirus.
Normally you think HPV, you think of women, cervical cancer.
HPV does cause cervical cancer, but Dr. Dahl says it's a misconception that only women have to be concerned with cancers caused by this virus.
The big ones are the cervical cancer, and the other ones the oropharyngeal cancer.
Oropharyngeal cancers affect the head and neck, including tonsils. Ward's cancer started in a tonsil. HPV can also lead to anal cancer in both sexes and penile cancer in men. But there's a vaccine that's been around for more than a decade that can protect against the HPV virus. If all boys and girls received it, no one would get HPV-related cancers. The HPV vaccine is best when given to children between 9 and 12 years old, before they're sexually active. But teenagers and young adults can still benefit from the vaccine. Not everyone who gets the HPV virus develops cancer, but it is a risk factor. The U.S. Center for Disease Control estimates that 70% of cases of head and neck cancers are caused by HPV. The agency says about 14 million people in the U.S. alone become infected with HPV each year. Yet about half of all U.S. adolescents have not been fully vaccinated against HPV, which requires a series of 3 shots. The CDC says the side effects are generally short-term and not serious. They can include dizziness, headache, nausea, fever and pain, and swelling in the arm where the shot was given. Ward's recovery was difficult. He had surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, but he's now cancer-free.
It's a journey. I made it through.
Ward wishes the HPV vaccine existed when he was a teen. He says if he had kids, he would get them vaccinated.
It's a prevention. Get it.
Head and neck cancers are the 6th most common cancers worldwide. The HPV virus also causes about 500,000 cases of cervical cancer each year. HPV-related cancers are cancers no one needs to get. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.